Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Planned Parenthood said that they want to help the communities, especially the Black community, even though their founder, Margaret Sanger, said, and I'm paraphrasing them just a little bit, colored people are like weeds, they need to be exterminated.
When we hold to the good, godly distinctions between men and women in Scripture, it should be no surprise to us that in the same way that preaching the Word of God clearly makes us isolated from all the rest of the world.
The one who forgave you all your sins with his blood, he is not abandoning you to the grave. No, he's not going to forget you. He's made you his own.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Ron from Ontario, Canada.
Confessional Lutherans who play in German polka bands, love, issues, etc.
No one likes to hear the word no.
I have two grandchildren, and one is 2 and one is 1, and neither of them like to hear the word no. You tell them no and you get a negative response. Sometimes, well, oftentimes, in fact, this very morning, Grandpa had to tell one of them no, and I got a very negative response. I got a lot of screaming and wailing and animal sounds from one of them. So no one likes to hear the word no. If you're a Christian businessman and you have to tell someone no, then you're going to hurt someone's feelings, or you might get sued, or you might find yourself a household name like Jack Phillips and Masterpiece Cake Shop, the subject of a recent Supreme Court decision, having been sued and taking it all the way to the Supreme Court, winning a victory that some are saying is a fantastic victory for religious liberty, and others are saying may not be a victory at all. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 1300 Beltline Road in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to spend the first few minutes talking with Jack Phillips and Jeremy Tedesco, who argued the case before the Colorado Court of Appeals. After that, the remainder of this first hour is all for talking about wisdom. Part of the world's problem is that it has a wisdom. It's the wisdom of men. Pastor Jonathan Fisk will begin a new series with us on Proverbs. We'll be talking about wisdom in general. Then Craig Parton, author of the Issues Etc., Book of the Month for June, Religion on Trial, Examining Religious Truth Claims, will join us for hour two on, well, religious truth claims. We'll see an attorney's sensibilities applied to the claims of the world's religions, and hopefully he can dispel us of the myth that all religions worship the same God and they're all different paths up the same mountain. You can join us, even though we are remote, we can take your questions and your comments. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/issuesetc. We have a Twitter address @issuesetc. And for those who are here in the audience at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church for the conference, we also have an audience mic. If you approach it, follow Jeff's instructions, and you can get your questions in as well in the course of the next 2 hours. Now, earlier this afternoon, we had an opportunity to record an interview on the Supreme Court's ruling in Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. We talked with Jack Phillips, the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado, and Jeremy Tedesco, senior counsel and vice president of U.S. Advocacy and Administration for Alliance Defending Freedom. He argued the case before the Colorado Court of Appeals. I began our interview by asking Jack and Jeremy, what is the biggest myth about this case?
For me, yeah, the biggest myth that I hear all the time pretty much is that I turned away a gay couple. But the truth is, I never turn away any customers. I just sometimes have to decline to create cakes that violate my faith. And that was the case in this. The two gentlemen that sued me were welcome in my shop that day. I told them, you know, I'll sell you cookies, brownies, birthday cakes, you know, anything else, custom cakes. It's just that I can't create this one because this is a cake that goes against the core of my faith. And they sued me. But I serve everybody who comes in the shop. They're just cakes that I can't create because of the message they portray.
Jeremy, same question for you. What do you think is the most common myth about this case?
I'll speak to the myths about the decision. You know, people are saying the decision is very narrow. You can't believe the narrowness narrative. The court said that in our society, in a free society, the government shouldn't be hostile to people of faith, and that you can't be bullied and ultimately banished from the marketplace simply because you want to peacefully live out your religious conviction. And that's a ruling that is broad, it's important, and applies to everybody who has any faith convictions, not just Christians like Jack.
Jeremy, were you surprised that Justice Kennedy penned the majority opinion?
Well, a lot of people thought that he would after the oral arguments, because at the oral arguments, he was very concerned about what he called the lack of respect and tolerance that Colorado had shown Jack and Jack's religious belief. And sure enough, that language is what made it into the opinion. Justice Kennedy talked about how people like Jack of goodwill have decent and honorable beliefs about marriage, and those beliefs need to be respected and tolerated in our society. And so, nobody ever knows who's going to write the opinion, but there was a lot of speculation that Justice Kennedy would, and a decent amount of speculation that it would be a decision in favor of Jack, and sure enough, it was.
Jack, if you would recreate your interaction with the plaintiffs in this case on July 19th, 2012.
Yeah, it was a Thursday afternoon. It was about 4:30-ish when they came in. It was late in the day. I had two girls working for me at the time, and they were both busy, occupied with, customers and whatever. And so it fell to me to wait on the next customer, whoever answered the phone. So one of the girls indicated there are two gentlemen sitting at the wedding desk. So I went over to sit down and talk to them and see what they needed. And so I sat down, we exchanged names, David, Charlie, I'm Jack, what can I do for you? And they said, one of them said, we're here to look for wedding cakes. And the other one said, it's for our wedding. And I right away knew that that was a cake that I wouldn't be able to create. So trying to politely explain to them that that was the case. And so I was, apologize. Sorry, guys, that's a cake that I can't create for you. I don't do cakes for same-sex weddings. And they both looked up, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So, well, I will make you birthday cakes, cookies, brownies. I'll, sell you anything else in the shop. I just don't do cakes for same-sex weddings. At which point, both of them stood up, swore at me, flipped me off, stormed out of my shop, and started a social media campaign. Within just, 20 minutes or so, I started getting harassing phone calls. And so that continued. And then I eventually got the paperwork from the state that I was being sued. And so we went to Colorado Civil Rights Commission, where we lost, and we appealed to the Colorado Court of Appeals, where we lost again, fighting a ruling that said that I had to change my policies and start creating same-sex wedding cakes, regardless of my Christian faith, regardless of my beliefs. I was required also to retrain my staff, essentially tell them that everything that I believed and had built my business on was wrong, and we had to do it differently. And my staff included my 89-year-old mom, my daughter, my wife. And so I'm being forced by the state to convey a message to my mom that everything she taught me, everything that I believe, is wrong, and we need to do it differently. So we went from there to the U.S. Supreme Court, and fortunately this week they ruled that the state can't do that. The Civil Rights Commission decision was totally overturned. It was a really good decision.
Were there ever times when you just wanted to give up on this?
No, not at all. This was much too important of a fight to do anything like that. And with ADF beside us, we had the best defense that we could have, legally, and God was in control, and that it was worth the fight.
Explain a little more about that, Jack. Why were you willing to take this fight all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Again, it's worth it. The state should not be allowed to force creative professionals like myself to create artwork, in my case, cakes, that convey messages that goes against their faith. The First Amendment should clearly protect that. And so that was our argument. It was worth it because it protects all creative professionals.
What kind of lessons were you trying to convey to your employees? Because it wasn't just you going through this. Your business was going through this. And as you mentioned, there also your family was going through this. What kind of lessons were you trying to convey to them during this process?
That this fight was worth it, that we have a cause that's worth fighting for, and that we need to stand firm and continue this fight because the freedom of creative professionals in America was at stake.
Jeremy, I'm curious, would it help people in a similar situation to Jack's if they had some kind of attorney's help to draw up a document, a statement that would make clear before anything was requested, before anything was asked of bakers like him, what their policy clearly is and why?
Well, it's going to help for certain to put those things down in writing and memorialize, you know, your beliefs and how your beliefs impact the way you operate your business. It's not going to insulate you from a lawsuit, but it's going to help you defend yourself in a lawsuit. So, yeah, I mean, that's really important. And it's one of the things that the Supreme Court even talked about in its opinion, and that is that people of faith can bring their religious beliefs into the marketplace. They have the freedom to do that. And when they do so, they're protected by the First Amendment. That's something that culturally and even in the law, we commonly see people saying and our opponents saying that you can be religious on Sundays and at home, but you can't bring it with you to work, to the marketplace, public square. And the Supreme Court directly addressed that and said that's not the case. People who just want to peacefully live according to their religious beliefs about marriage can do so openly in the marketplace and shouldn't be punished for doing so.
Jack, tell us about the personal toll that this has had on you, your business, and your family.
Personal toll, start off with the social media campaign. Like, immediately we started getting harassing phone calls. We had death threats where I called the police to, you know, have them come down, make sure that we'd be protected. My daughter was here one day with my granddaughter, 4-year-old, and I told them that they needed to go hide in the back room until it was, you know, the police came and, you know, we were safe and I could tell them to come out. Emails. My wife, there was a point where she was worried and afraid to come down to our shop, you know, our shop where our grandkids play, because she didn't know, you never knew what was going to be happening here. And it was a really trying time then. And financially, the court's order forced us to stop our wedding business, which was 40% of our income. And that was a huge financial life. Then I had 10 employees, and a lot of that was involved with the wedding. And so we lost 6 of those employees, and we're down to 4 counting me. It's just been a very large toll on us all the way around.
Do you plan to go back into the wedding bakery business after this?
You know, I really look forward to that because things are really chaotic right now. And again, I had a staff, look, much larger staff. And so we need to get the right people to be able to do that. One of the main reasons that I opened the bakery was to do the wedding cakes. I just love to sit with the brides and design cakes. And when we do the cakes, quite often we're sculpting, we're painting, we're doing all kinds of artistic work to create their cakes. And I love all aspects of that. So I can't wait to get back into it.
Finally, then, Jeremy, what can people of faith, business people of faith, all people of faith, learn from Masterpiece Cake Shop v. Colorado Civil Rights Commission?
That it's worth it to stand for your convictions, and that's what God often calls us to do. And it's not always going to be comfortable, but there's a reward in the faithfulness. And it's not necessarily that you're going to win. Now, you know, great news in this case that we won. But, you know, Jack's life and his family has been impacted so positively by being faithful, regardless of the outcome. But, you know, the other thing I think people need to understand is that sometimes there's this hopelessness that, you know, people who believe that marriage is between a man and a woman are just, you know, headed toward social ostracizing in our society. And this decision says that's not the case. That actually should not happen because we live in a free society, because the court reminded us that people that hold that conviction about marriage do so based on honorable, decent beliefs, that deserve tolerance and respect, and it's wrong for the government to be hostile to people simply because they want to peacefully live out that belief.
Jeremy Tedesco is Senior Counsel and Vice President of U.S. Advocacy and Administration for Alliance Defending Freedom, and he argued the case of Masterpiece Cake Shop before the Colorado Court of Appeals. Learn more about Alliance Defending Freedom at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. And Jack Phillips is owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado. Jack and Jeremy, thank you very much for being our guest, and thanks for fighting this particular battle for all of us.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
When we come back on this Friday afternoon, June the 8th, broadcasting live from the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois, we're going to begin a series on Proverbs, talking about wisdom with Pastor Jonathan Fisk. He's author of the new book, Echo, Unbroken Truth Worth Repeating Again. Then in hour two of Issues Etc., we'll talk religious truth claims with Craig Parton.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's Classical Christian Curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Whether you're a man yourself or a woman who cares about the men in your life, you won't want to miss the June issue of The Lutheran Witness. Join John Kleinig, Hans Feeney, Jeffrey Hemmer, Broer Erickson, and others in this power-packed issue on men at church as they explore toxic masculinity, godly fatherhood, the religious gender gap, and more. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness. Interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
For 28 years, I had the privilege of serving as a chaplain in the United States Navy.
Dr. Dan Gard, retired Rear Admiral and President of Concordia University Chicago, on the need for military chaplains.
During that time, I was able to bring word and sacrament to so many young people and their families, our sons and daughters spread throughout the world. Truly a privilege and an honor. And today, there are other chaplains that must follow. We need more LCMS chaplains in all branches of the military. It's an incredible, amazing mission opportunities to go to places no other pastor can go, but to go with the same tools that any other pastor brings wherever he goes, word and sacrament.
You can find out more about the vocation of military chaplain at lcms.org/armedforces. The LCMS ministry to the armed forces, lcms.org/armedforces.